Welcome back to the Psalms, everyone. Psalm 30 is here, and it's time to rise and shine, because joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 has one of the Psalter's most beloved verses. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. It's a beautiful psalm of thanksgiving, just brimming with gratitude and praise to the Lord for getting us through. Ever been there? On the other side of the storm? Amazing how your perspective changes when you're just grateful to be alive. You come back to God singing a whole different tune, and Psalm 30 is that tune. Although, we should note, not everyone comes back. Remember when Jesus healed 10 lepers? How many came back to say thanks? Just one. But remember what happened for that one. His soul was saved. When Jesus helps you, it pays to stop and say thanks. Back here, David was rescued, and he put this song to music to make sure he never forgot. Now, the title above Psalm 30 tells us it was written for the dedication of the temple of David. However, the word temple is the same as house, so scholars disagree on exactly what house dedication this is, but I think the content best fits the dedication of David's own house, the palace. It was a major point of arrival in David's life after years and years of trial and struggle. Remember that David was anointed king as a teenager, and his faith in God was strong at a young age. But life did not work out clean and pretty. First, the life of a warrior. Then he lived on the run from King Saul for over 7 years, pursued by his own countrymen. But the hardest years ended. Life moves forward, and David found himself in a time of peace. And the Lord saw to it that David had a house, and a really nice one at that. Now, if you've ever moved into a home, a real home, after a long season of not having a home, you know the sense of deep gratitude that comes with it. Something about those years without really changes you. When we moved our family into the home we're in now, it had been 5 years without real stability and a full decade of serious struggle. I used to describe it like a plant pulled out of the dirt and roots just yearning to find home soil. So Psalm 30 hits home for me. No pun intended. Okay, maybe a little pun intended. Verse 1. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. The first three verses include the word you 6 times, and every one of them is directed to the Lord. You got me here, Lord. You get all the credit. I find in my own life that the deep trials have had the great benefit of leaving me thoroughly convinced. If I ever get out of this thing, it's gotta be God. There is no way I can save myself. David knows it too. You lifted me. You healed me. You brought me up from the dead. David feels resurrected. And it turns out, resurrection is God's specialty. So David commits himself to praise, and in verse 4, calls us in with him. Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. Gratitude is contagious, and there's something great about sharing it. Then the glorious verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. I love it. His anger lasts a moment. The Lord's anger toward his children is righteous, patient, controlled, and always temporary. David is likely speaking of fatherly anger here, as in God's discipline. The Lord will get angry with us, but it's quick, and his favor lasts a lifetime. Favor is the key word here. The Hebrew indicates delight, acceptance, and an act of will. You know the difference between someone who loves you because they have to and someone who loves you because they choose to, because they just really like you, like a dad who just lights up with smiles every time he sees his kid. That's favor. And no matter what your dad was like, God's favor doesn't quit. It lasts a lifetime. God smiles over you. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. That's hope, and hope in the Lord endures. And in verse 6, David reflects back on older times. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. I think David is looking way back to his younger days when his faith was so strong and secure. I call it puppy faith. You know how puppy love has all the great feelings of love but totally unrealistic expectations? Puppy faith is the same, only toward God. Teenagers are quite prone to both. David was an idealistic kid, thought nothing would ever shake his faith. In verse 7, Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. There's that word again, favor. David felt it. God's smile on him was like a mountain beneath his feet, firm footing. But then the unthinkable happened. Look at it. When you hid your face. Now again, you might tell David that he's wrong, that God would never hide his face from his son. But David felt like it. And let's be real. Haven't you ever felt like God was hiding? I absolutely have. I well remember in that decade of struggle, my wife asking, heard anything from God lately? Not lately, but I'm holding on desperately to the promises I heard back when. David feels it, and it's a good lesson for all of us. I call it spiritual winter. Your walk with God comes in seasons. Fail to understand that, and winter will come as quite a shock. Where's the sunshine? Where did all the green plants go? Maybe some of you live in spiritual Hawaii. Good for you. But the rest of us go through seasons. Yet the amazing thing about it, God designed seasons to make things grow. Seriously, our faith was designed to survive the winter and thrive again in spring. Watch what David did in his winter. Verse 8, to you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. David thought he was dead for sure. What did he do? He cried out to the Lord. We've read plenty of his laments already. Now David has perspective. He made it through, but he will not forget that he called and God answered. Verse 11. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. And what a trade that is. What a contrast. Wailing turned to dancing. Notice that David is all about the word you again. I didn't do this, Lord. You did. And David dances. I love that about David. You might not know this about me, but I love to dance. Nothing formal, no training. But in my house, with my wife and my kids, music comes on and the whole kitchen is a dance floor. And when our family finally landed in a house after years of instability, kitchen dance floor was on. Just like music, dancing can be a powerful expression of emotion, good or bad, right or wrong. But here in Psalm 30, David's dance is bursting with gratitude and joy. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Now there's a picture. Sackcloth was worn by Jews to feel outside what they felt inside. David went through it, but not now. Now he is clothed in joy. And what an outfit that is. God did that. And why did he do it? Verse 12, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. David knows that the Lord didn't set his heart free to keep it quiet. His heart will sing his praise from way down deep, and sing that praise forever. Does that mean smooth sailing from here out? Sorry, seasons don't work that way. Fall will come, and winter too. And so will spring once again. Galatians reminds us not to lose heart in doing good. For in due season, we will reap a harvest. Due season. That's God's timing. The real trick is learning to dance through winter because you know the season giver. His anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Even if his face seems hidden, he's still smiling over you. And rejoicing comes in the morning.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.